Hello, and welcome to the sixth in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the function of the nervous system of the honeybee, including the eyes and sensilla. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. The nervous system of a honeybee, just like ours, has the function of controlling the body. Unlike ours, the central nervous system, such as the brain, coordinating responses, is a lot smaller than ours. Electrical signals pass along nerve cells that act like electrical wires, transmitting the signal from one part of the body to the other. These signals pass along very quickly and so can have an almost instantaneous response. The nervous system is derived from the ectoderm of the developing larvae. In the larvae, there is a single pair of ganglia in each segment. These act as a coordinating centre for the segment. In the adult, some of these ganglia have fused into larger structures. For example, the head, which is essentially formed from the fusion of six segments, has the brain formed from the ganglia of the first three segments and the subesophageal ganglion formed from the next three segments. A large thoracic ganglion is formed from those found in T2, T3, A1 and A2 ganglia. T referring to thorax and A referring to abdomen. Similarly, segments A7, 8, 9 and 10 have their ganglia fused into one large pair of ganglia. Fusion seems to occur where most coordination is required. For example, in the head, where information from sense organs needs processing. The thorax to control the legs and the wings, and the abdomen when controlling the sting or reproductive organs. Connecting each pair of ganglia is the ventral nerve cord, made up of a pair of nerves running from each paired ganglia to the next. This, as the name implies, is found running along the ventral wall of the bee. Radiating out from the ganglia are nerve fibres which connect to various structures such as muscles or glands which need controlling. The brain is split into three areas. The protocerebrum, which derives from the first head segment, contains the optic lobes and receives information from the compound eyes and ocelli. The deutocerebrum, formed from the second head segment, receives impulses from the antenna. The tritocerebrum controls the labrum and cerebellum. A specialised area known as the corpora pedunculata is thought to be an association centre, coordinating responses from the sense organs into an action. Corpora is Latin for body, think of corpse, and peduncle is a stalk, although most texts refer to this as the mushroom body, presumably because the stalked part looks like a mushroom. As a side note, this structure is largest in workers and smallest in drones. The subesophageal ganglion is thought to control the lower mouth parts, such as the mandibles and proboscis. Looking at the sense organs, these comprise the three ocelli, the two compound eyes, and the numerous sensilla scattered all over the surface of the bee's body. The ocelli are found on the top of the head of the bee, pushed forward in a drone due to the size of the compound eyes. They are thought to detect light intensity and the position of the horizon. If these are covered, the bee forages later in the day and stops earlier. A convex lens forms the outer part of the eye. Behind this are transparent cells forming a vitreous layer, probably shaping the lens. Behind these are about 800 light-sensitive cells. These detect the light and pass a signal along nerve fibres to the brain. The whole ocellus is surrounded by pigmented cells, absorbing any stray light that enters the structure. Each compound eye is made of a number of single ommatidia. The queen has around 3,000, a worker around 4,000 to 6,900 and a drone 8,600 on average. Light enters the hexagonal structure through the corneal lens, which focuses the light down the centre of the ommatidium. It passes through the crystalline cone and into the rhabdon of the inner section. Each ommatidium is surrounded by pigment cells to avoid light from one entering sideways to other cells. The inner section has either 8 or 9 retinular cells that contain light-sensitive pigments. 8 of them are thought to detect the wavelength or colour of light. 2 for UV, 2 for blue, 2 for green, and 2 for yellow. These do not have cells that detect red light, and so that colour would look black to them. The 9th cell in some ommatidia is thought to detect the direction of plain polarised light. This is light that can indicate the position of the sun, even on a cloudy day. Nerve cells from each retinular cell send signals down the optic nerve to the brain. As the brain receives this information, the picture seen will have less detail than that of humans. The image would look more like a mosaic pattern, with about 1/100th the acuity or detail of what we see. However, as the signals come from successive and adjacent ommatidia, the brain can sense movement at a faster speed than humans. We can process around 30 images a second. A bee can process about 300. This is called the flicker fusion frequency and means a bee is 10 times quicker at detecting movement than we are. Both the ocelli and compound eyes can therefore provide information to the bee about light intensity, the position of the sun, the colour of their surroundings and any movement. Insects such as honeybees are encased in a hard exoskeleton of chitin. So how do they sense the world around them, such as smell, taste, wind speed, etc.? This is the function of the numerous sensilli located on the surface of the honeybee body. Just as we have different sense organs to detect smell, taste, touch, temperature, etc., so the honeybee has different sensilla. Sense plates, known as placodia or plate cells, are circular structures with radiating pits through which chemicals can pass. This provides the bee with a sense of smell. There are around 30,000 of these on a drone antenna, especially at the tips, indicating their importance at smelling chemicals such as queen pheromones. Hair, or ceti, called trichidia, can be found all over the body, even between the ommatidia of the compound eyes. These are single hair cells which, when deformed or moved, stimulate a nerve cell, which is connected to a thin part of the membrane called the scolopale. This acts as a sense of touch. These can be found all over the body, but especially at joints, to feed back the position of the body. The tormagen cell produces the thin membrane around the hair that deforms. The organ of Johnson, which is found in the antennae between the scape and flagellum, also detects vibrations of the antennae and can indicate wind speed. Peg organs, also known as bassi conica, can also detect chemicals and are thought to act as taste. They are found primarily on the antenna and around the mouth parts, but also on the legs, and look a little like a short, stubby cone projecting from the cuticle of the bee. Sunken pits or sunken pegs, called coela conica, can be of different types and can detect various environmental factors, such as temperature, carbon dioxide levels, or relative humidity. Bell organs, or campaniformia, are dotted around the body and provide the bee with information about how much stress the cuticle is under. These may be small bumps in the cuticle under which a nerve cell is located, and as the cuticle stretches and bends, it sends signals back to the ganglia or the brain. These are mainly found around the mouth parts, bases of the antennae, wings, sting, and legs. Anything that moves. I hope that this has helped you understand a little more about the nervous system of the honeybee, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.